Joining me in the studio is Kimberly Smith from Define Beauty, who runs clinics at Mind, Body and Spirit at the Holiday Inn Brentwood. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. You timed your entrance to the studio beautifully because it's absolutely hammering it down out there.
No, it was beautiful. Sunglasses, sunshine, and now we've literally just got this. So,
did you park right outside or in the main car park?
I'm in the main car park. So I'm not leaving. You've got me all day.
Right, well, there's plenty of tea and coffee.
Yay.
And the tunes are pretty good as well.
Indeed.
Now, you're here to talk about the work you do at Define Beauty, which is essentially fat freezing, but it's got a very complicated name that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce, like electrolysis or something.
Cryolipolysis is basically the technical term for it, but what it actually does mean is fat freezing, which is freezing fat cells.
And is that like a new development?
It's been around where it actually started. They discovered it back in 2000 when there was a dermatologist who discovered that there was these kids who had this sort of craters in their face almost, and it was from sucking lollipops in the heat so much that they were freezing the fat cells from their face. So the dermatologists were like, what is going on? What's happening with these kids' faces and things like that? And they just developed it from there. So the first machines really didn't start until about 2010. So it is quite a new technology still. But they've come on leaps and bounds since then as well. So it's, relatively new technology, but it is just a safe way of freezing the fat cells, basically.
Is this something we could do at home with a pack of frozen peas?
No, not really. Unless you want to sit with a pack of frozen peas and keep reapplying them sort of for the next 3 weeks, then no. But it is, in essence, what you're doing.
And how does the fat get destroyed when it gets frozen like that?
So fat cells die at a much higher temperature. So although it's -4 to -8 we take it to, but they die at a much higher temperature than any other cell in the body or any other damage to the skin. Nothing can happen. So we basically target the area, for example, someone's stomach, their love handles, their inner thighs, bingo wings, and we place a suction handle onto the area. We suction it for 30 minutes, and in that space, we're freezing the cells in there, so it causes no other damage. And as that happens, the fat cells just die. They are left in the body after a treatment, but what we ask people to do is basically drink as much water as possible to flush it out. And within, generally, we say a matter of weeks, but you do find some people see it earlier, and it can be a matter of days. People can be losing 20 to 40% of the fat from the targeted area, so even a couple of inches at times.
And does this lead to things like saggy skin?
Nope, it doesn't, because it's much more natural, because we're not literally just pulling it out and leaving you with the skin. So it will naturally move with your body. If you've already got saggy skin, it's not something that will get rid of your saggy skin, but it won't leave you with saggy skin.
And what happens afterwards? Do clients need to follow some sort of exercise routine?
They don't have to. Again, like anything, though, if you're going to spend money to do some kind of treatment, then we advise that you try and eat a little bit healthier. Don't go out and eat, certain takeaway pizza brands and everything else, or, fast food constantly. Because if you're trying desperately to lose stubborn fat from that sense, even if you are doing a healthy diet and gym, sometimes it doesn't work. So if you're going to take this step, we do it to say, try and eat a bit more healthily, nothing major. You don't have to cut out alcohol or anything like that, but do try and eat healthily. But the key thing that we ask is that people drink a lot of water, because the more you drink, the quicker the dead cells flush out the body, and the quicker you see the results.
Why not initially just follow a healthy diet and exercise regularly? This isn't just like a quick solution, is it though?
No, but if you think about it, how many of us can sit there and say, particularly as you get a little bit older, I know from hitting over 30, it was a little bit more difficult to actually get rid of certain fat, and I was a complete gym goer. I just couldn't get rid of certain parts, but I also had an accident, and that's how I got into this. So following the accident, I wasn't able to get into the gym. I lost my confidence, and I'd been so used to eating a certain diet, being a gym goer, it was difficult to adjust that straight away. So it doesn't mean that you can't, but some people do struggle. Some people need a little bit of a boost or a kick. But even we've had clients in recently who are, really healthy, they're gym goers, but they can't get rid of just little pieces, whether it's their back fat or whether it's their stomach or something. And if they can't get rid of it, this is the perfect boost. And if you are in the gym and eating healthily, then it complements perfectly. But if you're not able to, if you've got injuries or due to age or anything like that, or certain ways that you can't eat certain things, intolerances, this is the perfect way to do that, because it helps and it gives you that boost to go ahead and start actually seeing results.
Because if you're exercising particular muscles in the body, you can bulk those and build those up. But when you're trying to lose fat, it doesn't quite work that way, does it?
Nope,
it just drops off from where it wants to drop off.
Yep. So fat cells are kind of like they have a mind of their own. Because even with a treatment, we find that someone might have their lower stomach done, but it can actually move off of their love handles as well. So it all just depends on your body. But the more water you drink, the more do we see and the more results you get, really.
You mentioned a couple of places that get the treatment of the freezing. Mm-hmm. What places can't be dealt with?
We can't do things like ankles, wrists, chins. Although we know that some people do say they can offer the chins, we just don't choose to do that, partly because it's such a sensitive area around your vocal cords. Mm. But we just focus on the main stubborn areas, and we don't want this to be a quick fix or something where people can just go, oh, I've had it done and that's it and I don't do anything else. This is part of a lifestyle and pushing it forward. It can be a fix in a sense, but it's not a quick fix.
The machines look like a cross between one of those steaming paint strippers and a jet wash. Is it like a noisy process?
It's not. It's actually really calming, because I call it my little R2-D2, to be honest with you. But it's just a little humming noise, really, really relaxing. You do find in particular areas as well, if people are lying back, we keep the room quite chilled for them. It's quite relaxing. And I've had people fall asleep, you know, during the treatment.
In half an hour?
Yeah, just doze off, you know. Busy day
that.
At work, you come out, because you can come out and do this on your lunch break, you know. It's only a 30-minute treatment, so you can come out and you can get a little bit of a relaxed time, chill out, and then leave feeling positive.
Is one enough?
It depends again on the person and how much they want to achieve. So some people find that one is enough and they'd like to come back maybe every 6 months or every year for a top-up. Some people want to do a course, which we offer huge packages on, or discounted packages on the courses. So you can do the course back-to-back, whether it's, you know, a couple of weeks in between, and then you can achieve the results you want. But it does come down to you, but we'll do a full consultation with everyone beforehand to make sure that they know that if you do one and you really need to be doing more, we will let you know that, and you so you know what to expect. And we wouldn't say do more courses if you've not got enough to go. So
sure.
It's down to each person, really.
And for those who want to find out more, you're online at www.define-beauty.co.uk and quite an active and albeit sometimes scary Facebook page.
It's not that scary, but sometimes people don't like looking at befores and afters of things like this. So
that's Define UK Beauty.
That's
and
right.
We first met each other at the Phoenix Family Business Networking event a few weeks ago. And
yes.
There's another one coming up on Thursday the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you're keen on doing more of?
Yeah, we'll be there. So I think both myself and Lee from Mind, Body and Spirit, who work alongside with this, we should both be there on that date as well. But yeah, no, really impressed with it, and it's been quite positive to see the results from there too.
Thank you very much, Kimberly Smith from Define Beauty. Thanks for
your
time.
Thank you.